That's a fantastic scripture, isn't it? But Lord, give me the ability to be able to do it, because it's very hard, isn't it? That's me. If I am angered, I am also very stubborn, as Diane will tell you. And if something gets me angry, I can sort of hold a grudge for quite a long time. Not a good thing to admit, but I admit it, that's, I am that person that can do that. Is it only me, or do other people have trouble resolving things that anger us straight away? Is it only me, or does anybody struggle with sorting out anger problems straight away? Probably in some way we all do, don't we? It's not getting angry that is the problem. It's what we do when we get angry that matters, isn't it? It's not that God gets angry that is a problem. It's what he does when he gets angry that is the problem, isn't it? Jesus left us an example of when he got angry, didn't he? In John 2 and verse 13 to 16. I'm just going to read a little bit of this for us. You know this story well. It's when Jesus cleanses the temple. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to the temple, and he found in the temple those who sold oxen, sheep, doves, and money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, "Take these things away, do not make my father's house an house of merchants," or an house of thieves, it said in you're hypnotising me there. Verse 15, particularly I wanted to talk about, and Dave's mentioned this a few times, and just move out of the way because you're getting me away now. Verse 15, particularly, it says, when he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the money changers and overturned the tables. As Dave has said before, that Jesus took time to calmly make the whip, didn't he? Before he went in and did whatever he did with the whip and turned the tables over. So what does that tell us about anger management? Well, first of all, it tells us that Jesus could and did get angry, as God does. It also tells us that Jesus could and did manage his anger. He didn't just run into the temple and throw everybody all over and turn the tables over, did he? He calmly and collectively made the whip and then did it. It tells us that there are things that we should get angry about as Christians. There is some things, isn't there? Can you think of some of those things which should make us angry as Christians? Shout them out.
Injustice.
Yeah, that's the one I thought of first. Injustice in the world. Any others?
Cruelty.
Cruelty, yeah. You've all gone dumb. Yeah, there's all sorts of things, isn't there, where we as Christians should get angry about, isn't it? Yeah. What about if someone through the government says, right, you're not allowed to read your Bible in the streets anymore? Should we get angry about that? Yeah, there's all sorts of things, isn't there? Anger has its place in life, but how we handle it is what matters. Let me tell you about a little situation what happened to me at work, and then you'll understand about my anger a little bit. I was working on a spring machine as normal, getting quite angry. This is a while ago now. And I got that angry that I kicked the gate in anger, and it sprung back and hit me in the face. And this little voice came into my head saying, "Well, that serves you right." And we do things like that, don't we? That, you know, we get angry, and the anger causes big problems, doesn't it? Because it backfires on us. Have you ever done something in anger that has backfired on you? Went completely wrong. Righteous anger has its place in a Christian's life, but a God-centered life is one of love, it tells in the Bible, doesn't it? And anger and love are hard things to try and balance. There's only God can do that. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 5, you'll know these verses quite well, I think. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. It says there that love is not easily provoked. Well, another word for provoked is angered. Love is not easily angered. When we have true love, we are not easily angered. I wouldn't say that I'm easily angered, but as I say, I do have problems when I do get angry, as probably most of us do. Love, in that case, conquers anger, doesn't it? A kiss conquers a slap, which would you rather have? I'll finish with this verse, which is God's ideal standard for us in our anger management. And it's 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. And this is what it says: I want people everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. And that talks about unity through love, doesn't it? And forgiveness and tolerance, and that we can together, that it results in praising God, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That as we control our anger through God's Holy Spirit, that it results in a praising of God, doesn't it? Amen.